Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
English translation of the Chumash from London in 1785. The first Jewish printed Chumash with an English translation. And they emphasize on the title page that it's also Belasha in English. The British community at the time was quite small, primarily a Sephardic community. The United States, which is the other English-speaking country at the time, was a new country with almost no Jews. Today, in 2023, we're witness to the wide dissemination of Torah and Torah works in the vernacular, in the English language. And we take Torah works in English for granted. Either Torah works published entirely in English, or translations of Chumash, of Shas, of various other Sfarim, such as by Art Scroll or other companies. And it's come a long way, and it should not be taken for granted. And that's what gives us the historical perspective here, because we can see this 1785 London Chumash translated into English as a pioneering work, the first ever. And all of what we have today in English is all following in the wake of this original pioneering work. Holding this Chumash with English, translated into English from 1785, we can just imagine going back to that printing press and asking the printers what their vision is. And can they imagine a world with a proliferation of Torah works in English, well patronized and used by millions worldwide? This is it. This is the first one. What would they have said? So this is an amazing moment in history to grasp onto.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.